SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Plenty going on. We have a lot of football to discuss later this hour. We'll get you set for some of Tuesday's action as well. Mike Carver and, of course, Joe Lisi. Let's get this in, Joe, because I don't have a lot of time to. I just went and looked at the list. So he's at 59 right now. He's still a long way, you know, to get into the top 10 single-season games ever. But he ain't that far off from it. There's only been 13 games of 70 or more points. And with him having 59 right now, and we know he's a pig, he's probably going to get it, you would think, at least 11 or 12 75? Points in the fourth quarter, right? Yeah. If he got 75, it would be the fourth highest-scoring game ever. Wilt, of course, has the 100. Kobe has 81. And then Wilt has a ton of them, Joe. He's got 78. He's got 73. David Thompson of the Nuggets is 73. Elgin Baylor, David Robinson, and Donovan Mitchell at 71. So Mitchell had 71 last year, Joe, if you remember.
Right.
Dame Time had a 71 last year with Portland.
Did he? Dame Time.
Yep. Now, Jordan's highest ever was 69, and that was in 1990. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Of course, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one and the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Conference Championship Weekend.
Yes, it is.
The
Frozen Conference Championship
Tundra.
Weekend.
Of Baltimore field.
Yeah, that's only one frozen tundra. I guess we'll see how frozen it's going to be by the time we get to Sunday afternoon. What is the early look, Joe? I'm checking right now, actually. It's still 40? Too far out. I don't do weather reports as far
in advance. I'll get the Doppler.
Cloudy with showers, 49.
Oh, it's balmy. It's going to be balmy.
Rain. What about Santa Clara? Here for Sunday. Oh, Joe, a beautiful day in Santa Clara. 71 and mostly cloudy skies, but light winds. That's going to be a beautiful day for the Niners and the Lions as well. We're going to talk a lot of football, Joe. Later on in the hour, I'm going to talk about this monster game that Embiid have on Monday night and several other things. But let's start, because I haven't gotten to tackle this yet. With the Bills and the Chiefs Sunday night in Orchard Park. 27-24, Chiefs do it again.
Unbelievable.
You know, Joe, it really is unbelievable. And what hurts you from the Bills aspect of it is, you know, you waited so long. We spent so much time during the week talking about they finally have them in their building. They finally have this. You know, the Chiefs' offense is down this year. Remember how much we said that, Joe? Yeah. Everybody said that. The Chiefs' offense isn't as good this year.
No consistency
in the offense. You know, the defense, you could do this too. And you could run on them a little, but you can't. And the Bills ran the football in the first half. Ran it down their throat in the first half. But this game, Joe, in my eyes, did not come down to Allen versus Mahomes. Now, Allen versus Mahomes is the main event, and I thought both guys were excellent, and Mahomes was outstanding. It's the best game Mahomes played all year, by far. This game, Joe, came down to, in all honesty, for me, coaching. Coaching,
the walrus
decisions.
Got him. The walrus got him.
The walrus got him again, and it's they get such a break with Hardman fumbling through the end zone. Just a monster break. And you could just tell then, Joe, as they're going down the field. Now, they would punt again after that, and then they would get a stop. And so, but that the drive that ended in the missed field goal by Bass, they were moving the football on that drive at a pretty good clip. No big plays. I mean, Diggs dropped the home run ball on the first or second play of that drive, which was just embarrassing. I mean, the ball was in his hands, Joe. I mean, it was right in his hands. You have to catch that ball. When you're Stephon Diggs, you have to catch that ball.
He probably didn't realize it was coming to him. It's been so long.
No defense. No defense.
Oh, that's it. The judge is out. Chop him.
The judge is, you just wait. We're not even done with that yet, with who's getting chopped. But it kind of felt like then they throttled down. Like, and I get it. You don't want to give Mahomes the ball back. But, Joe, you needed a touchdown there, okay? Score a touchdown. And they didn't go for the end zone until after the two-minute warning when Allen threw the ball to Shakir, which everybody, we know. Diggs was going across wide open, could have picked up a first down. That was the one mistake, Joe, that Allen made all day. And if he gets a little bit more mustard on the ball, it ain't a mistake, it's a lead. So, I can't kill Allen. I thought Allen played well, Joe. I thought Allen played good enough to beat Kansas City. And he did not get enough help from A, his coach, B, his star wide receiver, C, the defense, specifically, Joe, the defensive line. That's the one area of the Bills that did not have catastrophic injuries on it. The linebackers in the secondary did. The defensive line did not. And there's a lot of guys on that defensive line making a lot of money. And you want to know what, Joe? They didn't even breathe on Mahomes on Sunday night. Didn't even breathe on him. Didn't get close enough to him.
Couldn't get to him.
And that's an awful job by them. Awful job by them.
Some might say it's gutless.
It was gutless.
Let's talk. The Walrus made halftime adjustments. Your guy did.
He certainly did. Spagnola, too. Spagnola was great with the defense.
Defensive adjustments, your coach just laid up like tin cup. You know what I mean? He was like a deer in the headlights. He was sitting there, standing eight count.
And that's why, Joe. And that's why, despite, and I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think that Pegula has the stones. I don't think Pegula's got the stones. But I will tell you this. I thought that this season was McDermott's best coaching job. I thought what he did when they were 6-6, chopping Dorsey, putting Brady in, the way he rallied that defense with how injury plagued they were to get to this point is all fine and good. But there has to come a point, Joe, where when you just keep hitting the same point and the same wall every year, something has to change. And if it were me, it would be him.
Chop him. Chop him.
I would chop him. Now, I wouldn't chop him for, like a guy the Titans hired, like Brian Callahan, offensive coordinator. But I chop him for somebody else, Joe.
Chop him. I say chop him.
For a guy who's won a whole lot of Super Bowls that could go in there and stick it to his old boss in New England, I'd chop him for him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
Yeah, you got
it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So as I was saying, going to the break, Joe, and we're not going to make it Buffalo hour here, but I'll just quickly say, I would chop him. I wouldn't chop him for just an unproven, out of nowhere assistant, but I would chop him for the hoodie. I would chop him
for the hoodie. You would chop him for the hoodie.
If Pegula could bring Bella, and I'll tell you why. And remember, I've hated this guy, what he's done to the Bills for 20 plus years. But that's the kind of situation that if I were Belichick, I'd be salivating at now
Because name me another job, Joe, that he could take right now that he would have the best chance to possibly get himself one more Super Bowl with a quarterback
quarterback like
that. And at
that,
the same time, stick it to Kraft in the division.
You think he wants to stick it to Kraft?
I think him and Kraft. I've read enough of these Seth Wickersham stories to know that those two guys don't like each other.
Ah, the Wickersham. All right.
But listen, Joe, remember what I'm saying here. You talk about probably non-existent long shot. I'm just giving you a what if.
Yeah, but why? Let me ask you, why are they so married to Sean McDermott?
Well,
is he a player's coach?
I don't think he particularly is, but I think that ownership, you know, when the Pegulas bought the team, it was in the middle of the darkest time, and you know, the drought, the whole deal. It's been forever since the team even made the playoffs, and I think that there's some loyalty by the Pegulas to McDermott because of how he's brought this franchise back to prominence. But you know, we're not selling cookies for the jamboree, Joe. Like, this is
no
like, you
cookies.
Know, eventually,
no more
when,
cookies.
When you get to, when you keep getting to the same exact spot and you can't get past it and you can't get past someone else, something has to change. And I think we know this. It's very hard to change the players, especially when you're going to have the kind of cap situation the Bills are going to have now with Allen starting to make his $47, $48 million next year. So I think that's the only thing you can change. And I will tell you, Joe, I think that he's 100% going to be back. I'm just giving you a scenario that I personally
would chop him
for.
If the old man Hoodie is on the sidelines, it would be a good fit. All he's got to do is coach X's and O's. The team's already there.
And here's one more thing I'm going to give you about the Bills' future, and then you can tell me what you think. If I was them, this coming draft, I'm tired of them drafting all these guys in the defensive line who never show up for anything. I'm tired of it, Joe. And I just told you, Allen's going to jump out.
Epinenza.
I'm tired of it.
Give him weapons.
And they paid Ed Oliver. And Ed Oliver, who was so good this year, Joe, you couldn't find that guy in a milk carton Sunday night in Orchard Park. You couldn't even find Ed Oliver anywhere. And he was real good in the regular season. He couldn't sniff anybody in that Chief game. Joe, I would spend every single draft pick on wide receivers and offensive weapons. They're not that high. They would have to trade up, obviously, to get somebody like that. But I would even follow what the Packers have done the last 2 years, Joe. Look at all the talent the Packers have acquired. And this isn't all first-round guys. You know, I know Watson was, but, like, Dobbs wasn't a first-rounder. You know,
Jaden
Reed, Wicks, all these guys they've acquired over the last couple years.
How about Bo Melton? How about a little Malik
Joe, Heath? These are playmakers. And here's the other part. They're cheap playmakers. So the Bills, who are going to have no cap space, they need new weapons because Kincaid's good. They didn't have enough guys to go to. Diggs clearly is finished.
Shakir is just, he's all right.
Shakir's a good slot receiver. He's like a Cole Beasley. He's like a newer version of Cole Beasley is what he is. I'm not saying Shakir sucks. I want him on the team.
But
Gabe Davis is going to be gone.
You need some tall
Who knows
body.
What happens with
you
Diggs?
Need some, give him a
they
big
need,
body.
They need young athletic pieces that are going to be cheap for the next few years to compensate for Allen making $47 million.
How about Tank Dell? How about a Tank Dell?
Well, right. They need to find wide receivers in the second, third, fourth, fifth round of this draft that are going to be contributors, make big contributions. It's not easy to do. Not every third, fourth, fifth rounder are impact players right away, but they need to start getting them and stop taking all the defensive linemen because they're not good at it, Joe. They're just not. They're not good at drafting those guys. I get the idea, but it didn't work.
Right. I got it, guy. I got you.
I'm annoyed, Joe. You could tell. I'm still not happy.
I could tell you're annoyed. What do you want? I'll tell you what. If Brian Thomas comes out for LSU, there's a big body. I tell you what. Brian Thomas, you're going to have a shot. How about a little Keon Coleman from Florida State? Big body?
Because you got people running around. You got people running around today, Joe, doing the Allen's never going to win. Allen's never going to beat
that
Mahomes.
Allen is
27 years old. Okay? He's been in the league for 6 years.
Who do you want?
He has a lot of football left in him, Joe. He's going to be around for a while. That team's always live as long as he's around in his prime, which he is right now. Now, you can't waste a few years of his prime here. You need to continue to change the pieces. But this group that's been together now for the last 4 years, it's over.
Ricky Pearsall from Florida? Little Ricky Pearsall?
These guys were all really good contributors for them. But the Diggs, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Dawson, all this whole crew that's been together for 4 years, unfortunately, Joe, it didn't happen. That's it. And you need to rebuild quickly to give Allen more cracks.
Chop him.
And you could do that in this league. I know cap situations are tough, especially when you're paying the quarterback that much, but it's not impossible. So there you go, Joe.
He's upset. Carver's upset.
Probably take a new kicker, too.
Who do you want? A little A.D. Mitchell? You want a little Xavier
Worthy? I want as many bodies as possible.
Give them bodies. Give them bodies.
That are offensive weapons that are on the cheap. And that get me them. Because guess what, Joe?
Get them weapons.
The Bills have a quarterback that will make those guys good. And make
get them guys that could scoot. Just get them guys that could scoot. No ham and eggers. He wants guys
now,
that could scoot. Point A to point B.
You wanted to take some wax at Bowles. What bothered you about Bowles?
Todd Bowles coaching like we're trying to reinvent run it. He was so conservative in the beginning. It wasn't until the second half that he allowed Baker Mayfield to cook.
Well, the last drive of the first half, that 90-yard drive right before
the half. What took you so long, Todd? What took you so long, guy?
I got to tell you, I was stunned he went for two.
You're gutless. Well, you know.
Stunned he went for the two.
He goes, I know. He doesn't. He's not an analytical guy, but in that type of situation, he goes through the two. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Trying to cover. Guy's trying to cover.
He knew the number.
And then what happens? Then there's 30 seconds left. They snapped the ball.
Game
I don't want to take the timeout. He was clueless. He's almost as bad as Ron Rivera.
Game was over.
You would have been left with 30 seconds, guy. You can't throw a Hail Mary. You know why? Ron Rivera did the same thing in the Super Bowl against Denver. They're down two scores. He punts it on his 1 yard line with 3 minutes left. Oh, you think you're going to get the ball back, Ron? Pass interference, touchdown, onside kick, Hail Mary. You beat Peyton Manning. That's how you do it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. And I know that I just, cried and moaned, Joe, for the first 20 minutes of the show about the Bills and this and that. But at the end of the day, again, the Chiefs stepped up and got it done in a spot where, and I can't stand them, you know that, but they deserve all the credit in the world. This was, I think, Joe, it did juice them up a little bit with the people talking this week about them never playing on the road in the playoffs. I think that was for a team that's played 16 playoff games over the last 6 years and now going to be in the championship game 6 years in a row, it was something that they hadn't heard before, and that was enough to give them a little gas.
Yeah, but let me just say this. They won two Super Bowls, right? And at least in college football, I always break it down on the road or on a neutral field site. So it wasn't
Mahomes made the joke after the game. You guys know that we played the Bucks in the Super Bowl in Tampa, right? He made that joke. which is true. Oh, they got crushed in that game because he was running for his life. Which is that's how you get any of these all-time quarterbacks, Joe. You look at the games that Brady's lost and that Mahomes has lost, even Manning. When they lose, Joe, what is the one thing that the one thread that is twined in all of those losses?
They get beaten up.
They get beaten up and run for their lives. Whether it's both the Giants Super Bowls for Brady, Mahomes in the Super Bowl against the Bucks, they get beaten up. You want to put the Bengal game in there when Burrow beat them in Kansas City, Joe? I mean, they got after him that day too. So, and that's something the Bills have, and it's probably the bigger reason that the Bills have not beaten him in these last couple of playoff games is they have allowed Mahomes to stand there and do whatever he wants. It just is. Here they are again, Joe. Sixth straight title game. They're going to be in Baltimore.
This is it. Come on, hero.
You want to bet against them here getting 3.5? I sure don't.
No?
I mean, I'm going to be rooting against them, but am I going to go to the window with Baltimore? I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I'm going to take the over. I'll take that. I feel strong.
You like that 44.5, huh? You think there's going
to
be some points?
That's a strong number to me. That's a strong number. I feel strong about it.
I like that tweet that you sent, the one gentleman who was, you know, obviously kind of letting you know that he played the over in the Lion-Buck game off of your recommendation this weekend. And it was early in the game. Obviously, that game got off to a very slow start. And I think you said to him, "This over isn't for the faint of heart," or something like that. What line did you give?
I said, "This over isn't for the faint of heart." I don't want you on this ship, I told him.
I bet you he was on the ship when he went to the window.
He congratulated me, and I told him, "Kiss the ring."
Kiss the ring. Listen to Joe. Kiss the ring.
Hey,
you want to know how you did in the picks this weekend?
Yeah, God. I know I hit the over. I had Green Bay, so it can't be that bad.
I've had a lot of fun with you because obviously I had a dominating performance in the regular season, and then I had the huge comeback in the bowl season to get you. So I got to peacock a little bit. I'm not going to get to peacock after this week. And the funniest part is, Joe, now you went 2-2. So you're 5-5 for both rounds of the playoffs. But I went, for our picks at least, 0-4.
Oh, Mikey.
This past weekend.
Mikey
so
Sauer.
That got me to 3-7 for the playoffs for our picks. So I'm 2 games back you with 3 games to play. So I can get you still. We have the conference championships and the Super Bowl. But I will tell you this. The funniest part was, and I was sending you some of the slips on Sunday night, and you know I haven't been feeling good. I've been a little cold, haven't been getting to the window with some regularity the last couple weeks. The funniest part was I had, you know, with our picks 0-4, but I had a great weekend with these 4 games with the props and a couple of other things that
the props.
It was a huge weekend for me.
Good for you. Good. I got smashed a little bit with the props. I had Mecole Hardman anytime touchdown.
Yeah, he almost got you one.
Yeah, he almost got it, but he couldn't dive. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, instead of trying
to. I was actually not going to lie. I thought at that point the Bills were going to lose anyway. I wanted Pacheco to get it because I had I used a $20 free bet on Allen 2 touchdowns, Pacheco 2 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns for each. And it would have paid like 800.
I could see you going, Did he get it?
So, I don't know why you would give it to Hardman there anyway. You should have just, I don't care that Pacheco had the long run before it. I would have put him in there and let him just jackhammer it through, but whatever. So, you think this game's going to have points on Sunday in Baltimore?
I don't think that the
Lions and Niners is. You think that's an under?
Under.
Interesting.
Under. I think the Kansas City game is going to be, it could be 37, 30, 31, something crazy.
Wow, Joe, down on it. Now, in terms of to win the whole thing, Joe, the Niners are plus 145. The Ravens are plus 175. The Chiefs are plus 440. and the Lions are 7-1 plus 700. They have look ahead lines for potential Super Bowl matchups as
well. What's Ravens Detroit?
Ravens Detroit would be Ravens minus 4.5 with a total of 49. Which would be the biggest spread. It would be Ravens and Detroit. That 4.5. Everything else is under that. Obviously, the closest spread, Joe, would be Niners-Ravens, which they have Niners minus 1.5. And that total at 47.5. Lions-Chiefs has the biggest total, 50.5.
Does it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you say what, Joe? What's the matchup?
Detroit Ravens.
See, I would love that, Joe. I hope you're right for a change. I really do. I hope
for
that you...
For a change?
I hope...
Encyclopedia.
You like how I slipped that in? I hope you're right for a change. That would really be... I gotta tell you, that would be, for me, the most enjoyable game. I would be able... I mean, the Bills aren't in it, so obviously I'm upset about that, but... I could stomach 2 weeks of Lions and Ravens. Not so much, you know, look, more Lions than anything else. I don't like the Ravens, Joe, like I said to you before. I like Lamar. I don't like the Ravens and all their nonsense. But
I love Lamar.
I like Lamar a lot. I think Lamar is so easy to root for. He's a great dude. I would have no problem if he won. Ravens winning again would bother me because I don't like the Ravens as a whole, but... I'd be all Lions if that was the matchup. Niners-Ravens again? I'd probably root for the Ravens. I can't stand the Niners either.
I can't either. I mean, if it's Niners-Ravens...
You never want to see Shanahan win either. You got something for Shanahan. You want to go after him.
What are you talking about? You hate his guts.
I know. I'm the one who always takes shots at Shanahan. I think one of the dogs wins.
I think it's Detroit.
God, I hope you're right.
I think Detroit comes up, and I think they get it done. Now, you know what's going to happen. They tickle the 3.5 there. It's Mahomes. He got it done. Everybody that didn't bet Mahomes last week is going to bet them this week. They're going to get smashed.
Yeah, that 3.5 is... That is everyone going to be on KC, right, Joe? You would think.
I'm going to lay it. I'm going to lay it. I'm going to alt it. How about that? -8.5.
Why don't you just do 9.5 at that point?
All right, I'll
just
do 9.
Make it an even 10. Make it so they got to win by double digits. I'll tell you right now what the 9.5 is. They got it up.
Plus 230.
That's the one good thing about having all these. Just two games left. They give you everything. I mean, they got all the props up now, too, Joe. It's great. What'd you want to do? 9.5? Plus yep. 196.
I was hoping like 230. All right.
230 is minus 10.5. You don't want to go that deep, Joe.
I'm willing to do up to 8 and 9.5. 9.5 with the over.
With the over, that's right. You think the over is going to be good there. I saw this note, too. We were talking about Callahan getting that job.
49.5. Over in Baltimore and over 40, it's only 550. I think you need one more in there. Who do you think could have a big day receiving? Is it Zay Flowers or is it OBJ?
I still think OBJ is going to at some point have a monster game.
Alt OBJ to 80. 10-1.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. I want to ask you something else. Let's see if I can get this out of you. Did you have enough of the Kelce stuff during the game? Like, did we need?
Oh, Carver.
Did we need him? Did we need him jumping out of the suite with the shirt off?
Right. Too bad. Where was that type of intensity on Monday night when he got kicked in the face by the Bucks front seven? Come on, drinking the beers with the hat on. He does everything I don't care. And you know what? He did a good thing with the kids showing the young girls Taylor Swift. But come on, he does everything for a photo op. I don't know who's worse, him or Russ.
Russ. Russ wishes he was getting attention like that now.
I'm just saying, Jason Kelce, but he's got a podcast on Monday. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be a really hard decision. You don't make it and then he's out drinking beers. And he's like, you know, in the media, because, you know, his team was gutless over the last month and a half of the season. Part of the reason is his ass got kicked by defensive front sevens over the past, you know, month and a half of the season. He basically threw it in. But, you know, in front of the cameras when Travis is running around. Hey, Travis. Making him out like he's a pioneer. Oh, the Kelces. Yeah, I know. Greatest people on earth. You know, yeah, such good, you know, great Samaritans. Oh,
like what?
The Kelces.
Like, that's another thing. Like, you really want two more weeks of that?
No, I don't.
With the Kelces, Taylor Swift, and I gotta tell you, Joe, I don't particularly care about the Taylor Swift stuff. I don't care that she's at the games. It doesn't matter to me. She's good for her. She's watching her boyfriend play football. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Do I need? They show her 900. They actually have calmed down a little bit, Joe. And when this thing first started, they showed her 900 times. Now it's only like two or three times a game. They do show her after every time he gets a catch, and you know. And a touchdown, obviously, big. But either way, I that's either here nor there. I think I have I would have a harder time 2 weeks of the brothers again. Now, last year was worse because they played each other.
You know, it's like his team couldn't make it, but we got to show Jason now every time. So on top of Travis, right, with his outfits now that, like, you know, I mean, honestly, I don't think he's that great of a dresser. I'll be honest. I'll tell you that right now. Pants are baggy for I mean, with all his money, get things tailored, man. Look like a clown. I'm just saying. How about a tailored suit? How about something that fits nice?
That's what you take out of the whole situation. This is wardrobe. That's what you're.
Well, I mean, they make a big deal. Oh, Travis rocking the threads. If I had Travis Kelce's height, I'd be dangerous.
I guess so. That's probably true.
Get me wrong. Jason Kelce, he was all mumbled, jumbled after he's all choked up. Where was that type of intensity? Smash your helmet in the locker room to change around the mojo, Jason. Did you do that? Did you bash your head against the locker room wall to turn around the mojo inside the locker room when teams were beating your ass down over the last month of the season? When the Giants were kicking your ass? Where was Jason Kelce then? Where was Big J then?
I knew I'd get you gassed up with that.
Good news! He's got a podcast on Monday!
One other thing here. Let me just say one more thing.
You got me going now.
Sure.
All right, between the Kelces and the Mannings, all right, if they weren't football players, they are dry. I mean, it's dry. So boring. I mean, I don't think he's funny. I don't think Jason Kelce's funny. I don't think the Mannings are all that special outside what they do on the football field. I think they got personalities that are like cardboard. I don't know. Tell me, Pate. Hey, Pate. What do you think, Pate?
Hmm. There you go.
We Pete, what do you think? I don't know. They're in a two. They're running a cover two zone. Golly. Eli. And then we got Jason there. I mean, come on. Smash him. Smash him, Lamar. I hope they smash him.
I hope they smash him too, Joe. That would be the best outcome ever. But I definitely don't want to bet against them. I'm rooting for them to smash him, but I'm not sure that's where I'm going to be when we get to the end of the week. One or two other things. First, we said that this guy Callahan got the Titan job. That's because they're cheap. They went with the cheap option by hiring
Callahan.
They couldn't
get anybody else? I saw they interviewed David Shaw.
You see, I've seen a bunch of teams interview David Shaw, Joe.
Like really? Have you
now,
seen
David
Shaw?
You don't like David Shaw. You don't like David Shaw.
No, I don't like David Shaw. Early,
you think he's gutless.
David Shaw. No. Hang on. When he took over the reins from Harbaugh, he was a good coach. He never changed. He never adapted. And he tried to run his same style that he did years ago. The only problem was he wasn't recruiting those type of players. So not only was he not recruiting, but his philosophy was old.
Hmm. And the other thing I saw in terms of the hiring was the Panthers hired Dan Morgan as their GM.
Not you know, bad. Dan Morgan. Former linebacker in Miami.
But, yeah, and I get it. He's been, you know,
like John
in the organization.
Lynch. Maybe like John Lynch.
Yeah. Don't you think there's been enough wrong at that place for the last few years that maybe hiring somebody from the outside would have been a better idea than hiring somebody who's already been in the building?
So like
they've had a lot of problems in there. He's been part of the organization. They hired him internally. He interviewed 1,000 people, and then hire the guy that's in the house. Anybody who can bring in a fresh perspective and hasn't been part of the nonsense that's gone on there the last few years.
I think part of it's the owner, too.
Well, right. He doesn't want anybody from the outside challenging him. So now he can put Dan Morgan in the job, and Morgan's going to do whatever he wants. Make Tepper happy.
So it's like
now he's the owner, like, whatever, if that's what he wants. But see, he's going to be one of these owners, Joe. He's still relatively new to the game.
Yeah, he's like Jerry.
It's going to take him. It's going to take him a while to figure it out. And what I mean by figure it out is, you're an owner. Stay the hell out of the football. Stay out of the football. Do you not know who the best owners are, Joe? The ones who stay away. And hire smart football people to go and run the team. And sometimes it takes these guys a while to figure that out. And Tepper hasn't gotten there yet. So, keep hiring a guy that's been around. And I'm sure he, you know, plays golf with him. Has a couple beers with him. So,
you know how my brain thinks, Carver? You know how I am. Still thinking about Kelce internally.
I know. I shouldn't have did that. I gassed you up with that.
I'm still thinking about Kelce.
I put a little gas in the tank for you with that one.
I'm going to be thinking about Kelce 2 hours after the show, too. Why is that?
Yes. You're still going to be on it. You're still going to be talking about it. How about Embiid having 70 on Monday night?
Unbelievable. You want to talk about a beatdown. He did that for Wemby. Now, Wemby that night had 33, but, I mean, the kid got crushed. You want to see a center? I'll show you a center. Bam!
Didn't you play him live for 35?
No, I played him live for 40 and lost.
Oh, okay. I thought you went
you
for
were
35.
Right. You were right. Pop doesn't coach them up anymore.
Well, Pop, he sits. Like I'll give you an example.
He
played.
What'd you call Pop?
This is Tales from the Crypt. The script keeper. Like, again, like he played 28 minutes, Joe. Like, this is the thing. Like, you can't. Look at this. 28, 28, 27, 27, 20, 21, 25. He has not played. Early in the season, he had a couple 31s. 33s, but this last month, the whole month of January, he hasn't gone over 28 minutes once.
Unbelievable.
So he just doesn't have the burn's just not there, Joe.
So what are you thinking? He's got no burn anymore.
I don't know. Here's what I am thinking. We do have NBA on Tuesday night.
I got a pick.
You really? A sizzle play?
I don't know if it's a, I don't know if I want to upgrade it to a sizzle, but I like it.
Nuggets are in Indiana against the Pacers. Nuggets minus three, 242.5 is the total. Nuggets have been on this East Coast road trip. You know, they're kind of running out of gas a bit here.
Yeah, I don't like that game. I like the Pacers at home. I like the next game.
The Knicks and the Nets are in Brooklyn. Nets coming back from the West Coast where they beat the Lakers on Friday night and then had an 18-point lead against the Clippers on Sunday and proceeded to get outscored 41-15 in the fourth quarter, including like a 22 or a 23-0 run to end the game, and they lost. They're catching four at home against the Knicks, Joe, 223.5. Is this an ultimate straight to the window with the duffel bag for the Knicks, catching this team coming back from the West?
I love the Nets, plus the four.
Wow.
Principal play.
Principal play.
Plus the 146.
Lay it out for me here. What's the thought process on this?
I just think that because of how they play, they're going to come back home. If it was any other opponent, I might say they have a shot, but you're talking about an arch crosstown rival.
Yeah, trust me, Joe. This isn't exactly, you know, the Yankees and the Red Sox in the 78 playoff. Carver, you know, this is not exactly what this is.
This is the Body English special. They're going to give it a little Body English. Nets outright plus the 146. Coming back to Brooklyn. Nobody comes into Brooklyn and beats up the Nets. Nobody comes in to the Barclays.
Everybody's on the Knicks. Everybody.
Nobody comes into the Barclays and tries to muscle us in our house. Nobody. Brooklyn's own.
Everybody on the Knicks.
Brooklyn's own. This is our house. A literally bully ball. Bully ball special. Brooklyn and the under. Brooklyn and the under.
Mm. The Jazz are in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Pelicans minus 6.5, 238.5. The Thunder are laying 15 at home to the Blazers. I think the last time the Blazers were in Oklahoma City, didn't they lose by 70, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the last time they were there, 235 the total. No, I don't want to take the Blazers. I don't bet on the Blazers unless they're playing at home against the Nets like last week. And then the Lakers are getting 8.5 against the Clippers, Joe, in that one. How about that?
What do you want to do?
No LeBron in that one. Thank you, Matias. I was about to look and see who's already been declared out for that. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, so no LeBron for the Lakers on Tuesday night. Hence the 8.5 in that game against the Clips. Also, Joe, a lot of college basketball on Tuesday night. I mean, a lot of college basketball. Let me give you a taste here. Texas, Oklahoma getting together.
Texas is dead to me. I bet them.
Yeah, well, how'd that go on Saturday?
System play. I had a 4-point lead.
Yeah, it was a system play. The one that we won.
You're 5-0 on your system plays.
Kentucky is at South Carolina laying 4.5.
That's a fishy line. Go ahead.
Yeah. Xavier's at Creighton. Creighton minus 8.5. Michigan at Purdue, 17.5, Joe, if you want to go after Purdue again.
Michigan sucks. Michigan,
they are. They're awful this year.
Where's Juwan
now? How about Houston at BYU, Joe?
Ooh.
Houston minus 2.5 on the road.
Oh, Provo.
That's an interesting
line. Provo, that little arena's a hornet's nest. That's like going to Ames in college football. That place is a hornet's nest. Remember when Jimmer was there? Remember Jimmer?
I remember. Pitt off the big win against Duke on Saturday is at Georgia Tech. 3.5-point road favorite. 3.5 for them. Ohio State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. In the
Big
Ten.
Wisconsin, I like laying the 5.5 at Minnesota.
The late night Mountain West games. Boise, Fresno, Wyoming, San Diego State, Air Force, UNLV, the late night Mountain West. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.